Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Let's go to Paul in Sterling Heights. Hi, Paul.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey. All right, Paul.
Hey, listen, I'm 57. My son's 19, and we've been in the same rock band for about the last 4 years now.
Okay.
And it's been an absolute thrill, man. Just a blast. My son's a really, really good musician. And I'm in another band. I've been in that band for 18 years, and that's kind of how it all started, you know.
What do you play?
I play bass, and my son, Kyle, actually plays whatever he picks up. He's just one of those really, really gifted people.
He's one of those musicians that can play everything, isn't he?
Absolutely, absolutely. And he's studying to be a sound technician, if you will, a studio sound technician. And as a matter of fact, the band, it's me and my son and another guy and his son.
Huh.
And, man, we just have a riot. It's a shameless plug for the KPS band, blah, blah.
The KPS band?
Does the KPS band have groupies,
Paul? How that came about is we were like too dumb to figure out a really cool name for the band. And his name is Kyle, and my name is Paul, and their last name is Sidorowicz. So we're like, let's go with KPS.
There you go. What about the band you've been in for 18 years? What's that band?
That is a Caribbean band. That's another shameless plug for the Caribbean Blue Band. But we do kind of a Jimmy Buffett thing, but with, you know, all kinds of IL&D-type twists and stuff.
All right.
And like I said, we're going into our 18th season with that. And
does Jimmy Buffett not have enough island-y twists?
Well,
isn't that all Jimmy Buffett?
I've always got to. You got to be unique, though. You know, you can't go out there like Jimmy Buffett. I mean, right. You got to throw in a little Bob Marley and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Do you? Does your band have groupies?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, friends and family and stuff like that come out to see us play. We play a lot at Norm's Field of Dreams in Troy and stuff, and we played in Roseville last week at the Roseville Rose Fest. Matter of fact, I played both bands in the same night.
Mm.
And quite an adventure, man. It's a real thrill.
Cool. It's very, very.
Matter of fact,
cool.
he bought me a Fender PJ bass for Christmas. You know, and he kind of gave it to me, and he was like, "Dad, nice. This is for all the stuff that you've bought me and stuff." It's pretty cool.
Oh. All right, thanks a lot, Paul. I appreciate it. Yeah, how do you feel now? You're the one that called for it that time. How'd you feel about that?
He wrapped it up. You heard the music.
He wrapped it up, but you started to immediately regret the Jaws call, didn't you?
He was getting a little long-winded. But, let's go to Rodney in Vassar. Hi, Rodney.
Hi, guys. How are we doing?
Great. Right.
Good. Ever since basically my mom passed away, I've made it a point to do at least something with Dad as far as like a league or something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from joining a horseshoe league at like 20 something with a bunch of 60-year-old guys, that's kind of weird, but okay, all right, we'll do that. And we did a bowling league, and then our new thing now is we'll do cornhole. So we went up to Caseville, and for Father's Day last year, I turned around and got him an airbrush shirt, you know, basically I guess our jerseys, as you would call it, and it says "Time to Put Bags in Holes" is our cornhole name.
I like it.
So that's what we do in the summer. We kind of have fun doing that. So to keep the tradition going, I've coached my son in Little League for the last 5 years, and it's just awesome, you know, making sure that I spend time with my dad and making sure that I spend time with him, and it's well worth it.
I got to tell you, that's pretty cool of you. Like you said, since your mom passed, keep Dad busy, keep him doing stuff with you. Very well played, Rodney. Very well played. I'm sure he appreciates it. I'm listening to reading some of this feedback that comes in, and it's like unanimous. People that get to play a sport with Dad, they love it. And I think back to seriously when the first time my dad took me to Island Lake Metro Park to go mountain biking, and I was kind of skeptical, and I fell in love with it. And now I look back and think of how old my dad was at the time, and if he fell, it could be a serious injury. And he did it up until a couple of years ago. I got to see if I can get him back out. He just had an injury. But
we want to push his luck?
Well, I'm not trying to take that out. He did have one wild wipeout right in front of me as we're coming down a hill on a trail, and you know, it can, if you get too close, it could be bad.
King, what advice would you have for Freddie Frito at this point? If Freddie was going to go out and go mountain biking with Doug, what would you say to his dad?
You know, I'd sit him down and look him in the eye and say, "Don't do it. Don't do it.
Come on, man.
You will become a liability to Doug's rampant mountain biking."
You really didn't like it. It was that
no,
bad.
No, I liked it.
All right.
Because I survived it.
Yeah.
But I thought you were going to kill me.
Here's what's coming to the Carson Anderson inbox. Guys, the absolute best thing to do with your son is hunting and fishing, something my son and I do on a regular basis. It's so awesome. I also used to practice MMA with them, but I'm 48 years old now, and he's 20 and whoops my ass every time. That's from Jeff in South Lyon. Drew in Ann Arbor. I got my 11-year-old son and my 62-year-old father into disc golf, and we have some of the best times bonding on the course together. I can't wait to play with my kid in the older years. FYI, not all disc golfers are stoners burnouts. It's just a relaxing day on the links, especially with so many courses here. Me and my dad have always played various sports together and recently done hiking trips. Been something that I will always hold on to. From Jake, I've been riding bikes with my dad for 20 years. I became pro, and he was able to start a race, a pro-am with me. Just did 80 miles together last weekend. He's 61. Doug, start bowling. By far the easiest game to play with you and your kids in a league together for a long time. I'm 67 and still average low 220s. You do not have to be a good athlete to bowl.
You hear that humble brag right there? 67, still average 220s?
Yeah.
You know what I would say to somebody who's still averaging 220s?
What's that?
Why aren't you pro?
248-539-9797. Let's go to Don in Detroit. Hi, Don.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
All right, Don.
Mine hasn't happened yet, but my son and I have an affinity for professional wrestling, and he ended up becoming a professional wrestler. And so my goal with him has always been for him to win the World Heavyweight Championship at WrestleMania, and then the next night when he celebrates it on Monday Night Raw, me to get my butt kicked by the guy he beat up the night before.
As part of a storyline?
That's part of the storyline, absolutely.
That would be awesome. How old is your son?
28.
28? What? And where does he wrestle? Independent circuits?
Independent circuit right around here. He goes by the name of Aaron T.I., which it means the illest. And he's incredible. He's really good.
Well, that's cool. Good luck to
him. No, that actually is pretty. That would be a pretty ambitious dream there. That would be kind of funny.
Good luck to your son.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.